Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's really exciting to think that a city that has been held back by crime for so long,
right.
A great city that has a great future, but that's been held back for so long, is going to have the opportunity to live safely again.
Wow. Could he be talking about St. Louis, do you think? Governor Kehoe has already talked about calling up the National Guard. Welcome into the show, by the way. That was not Governor Kehoe. That was actually Tennessee Governor Bill Lee saying that Memphis is about to be great again, thanks to Donald Trump and the federal troops he's sending in there. They got a problem in Memphis, right? Just like we've got a problem in parts of St. Louis. Local authorities there have ignored it for far too long. So he is trumpeting the fact, pardon the pun, that they're about to get some help in Memphis. We'll talk more about that and the impact it could have here in St. Louis for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, on this Friday morning, the lights are still off in large parts of the government. And I don't know if they're making any progress or not, but we do have Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the line for us this morning. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
You're spending a lot of time on your hometown radio station these days, aren't you?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
we're glad to have you. So what's the latest here? I listened to the news at the top of the hour, and they're like there could be some movement. I don't know what the advantage is to the White House right now of bending too soon, but what are you hearing about when it comes to progress?
Well, I think the progress is they're going to find out they have it about 11 o'clock or so when the Senate has another vote on the same bill they voted on the last couple weeks, which is a clean extension of government funding until November 21st. They're going to see if five Democrats will join them. They pretty much need eight to break the 60-vote threshold, with Rand Paul being a no. If they hit that 60-vote threshold, then this is over with. But if not, and if Democrats keep trying to hold the line here on health care, then we're going to be in for the long run.
Is there a truth to get to here, Ryan? Because I watch Elizabeth Warren, I watch Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries insisting this is that illegals have never, ever, ever received taxpayer money for health care. And then I watch the Republicans say, well, that is what it's about. And then clips of the 2020 Democrat primary where all of the candidates agreed their medical plan would include free health care for illegals. What's the middle ground here? Where's the truth?
I think one side's definitely misleading if they've said that their party never supported health care for illegals. But there are some, there is a big back and forth right now about what the Democrat plan, because Democrats put out their counterproposal, and there are sections in there related to refugees, related to people who claim asylum. But then also their health care plan would get rid of all of the guardrails that were instilled from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act related to health care and Medicaid and whatnot. And those included a number of guardrails to prevent people in the country illegally from getting Medicaid. So the Republicans are arguing that the way in which they've written their counterproposal, they are pretty much setting this up so that illegal immigrants can get on back on the Medicaid. So that's where kind of the back and forth is right here.
Yeah, it seems like it. Where's the real impact so far? 3 days in, who's not getting a check? I understood that at some point, maybe by Monday, might it start affecting some federal parks and things like that?
Yeah, you're seeing a number of different places have to close down when it comes to, you know, I think one that stood out was that in Maine, they're in the peak tourism season for one of their national parks. And they're actually going to have to probably shutter their doors. But, you know, I think what the issue here is going to be if these federal workers continue to not get paid, especially the TSA agents. That's the one I kind of I've been telling people to watch out for, because if this thing drags on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
They stop showing up to work, you know, what that's going to have a domino effect that impacts us nationwide, because that's going to impact air travel, and that can have a pretty bad economic impact. So I think that's what you want to watch for first as the long-term ripple effect of this.
Yeah, there are things like that that I think maybe if it doesn't impact your life directly, you don't think about it. But Dan Buck is a friend who's been filling in here on the radio station recently, and he has interests outside of radio, including some investments, and they're awaiting final approval on a Small Business Administration loan that was supposed to come through this week or next, and now they have some concerns about whether or not that might be impacted by this.
Yeah, and that certainly is a possibility. A lot of those loans get put on hold. You know, if you're trying to enroll in Social Security, you're probably going to be delayed doing that too. Yeah, I mean, and plus it is rent day, and you know, there are federal workers who probably might not be seeing their next paycheck for at least the time being. So there's all those issues that kind of factor in here.
Yeah. Ryan Schmelz with us this morning from Fox News Radio. I just ran a soundbite with the governor of Tennessee talking about the help he's getting from the National Guard and extra manpower in Memphis. Could that be impacted by this if this drags on, the president's ability to send National Guard troops in or approve National Guard troops to protect ICE?
Well, if they want to spend money on that, yes, especially if their funding starts to dry out. So, I think that certainly is a possibility down the road. Now, they're considered to be essential workers, so they stay at work despite the government being shut down. But of course, like we said before, some of these workers might just stop showing up to work if they're not getting their paychecks.
Yeah. You know, Ryan, we haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks. It's been overshadowed by so many other things. But how's crime in Washington, where you live?
Well, we had a shooting up here just down the street from me last night. One of my friends put out something on Twitter. I saw all the cop cars flying by me as I was going home yesterday. So, you know, where I live, this is kind of one of those areas where the National Guard was really applauded because there are a lot of Republicans who live in this neighborhood. and, you know, people definitely felt safer towards the end of baseball season. But, as we've seen, every once in a while we have one of those crazy crime moments, and last night was one of them.
Yeah, we feel your pain here in St. Louis, for sure. The governor has approved the use of the National Guard to protect ICE. I don't know that we've seen any of that yet, but we're kind of waiting to see how that goes. I'm going to have the governor on Monday morning to hopefully talk a little bit more about all that. So, Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Yep, have a good weekend. Ryan Schmelz there in Washington, D.C., of course, correspondent for Fox News Radio and fellow St. Louisan. St. Louis native, Ryan Schmelz. Good to get him on here. Yeah, we'll find out. Just so you know, Governor Kehoe has agreed to come on the show Monday morning, so we will we'll pick his brain on, I don't know if the federal shutdown funding would have any impact on his ability to, at the president's behest, to send a guard in or not. I would think maybe that would be a state issue, but we'll get the latest from the governor on Monday morning on that. Bottom of the hour, Eric Burleson's going to join us. Of course, congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and he's got some ideas, not just on the shutdown, I'm sure, but on data centers. We talked about it with Scott earlier. You know, a lot of people had concerns over that proposed data center in St. Charles. Some of that, I think, was a not in my backyard kind of thing. That doesn't mean they wouldn't like to have the income from something like that. And the congressman's concerned over putting too many restrictions on those data centers. We'll get his thoughts on that at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.